Hello, good morning, and welcome to Happy Heads podcast. I have not done one in a while, but I felt compelled to just do this one based on a group that I read about in one of the social medias called Discord. And someone has been asking about, you know, well, what is mindfulness and how do I get into it? How do I make it work? And I suggested just these few points about how to become more mindful and how to be mindful in your daily life. And I think the first thing that we need to do is to allow and accept the different feelings that you experience. That's one of the most important parts of using mindfulness, is to be aware of the different feelings and accept the experience as they are, knowing that this will change throughout the day. And keep in mind, I'm talking about using this throughout the day. Throughout the day, we have a range of emotions that change based on whatever sensations we experience and whatever meaning we give to them. So, secondly, I think that one good thing to do throughout the day is to not judge yourself for having negative feelings. Well, as you know, negative feelings can come about for any reason. I mean, you can be in a class and one of your classmates, you know, would just look at you wrongly or even wear the wrong kind of clothes. That can happen with a coworker or your partner or a friend. So it's okay to have negative feelings. It's okay to have those negative feelings. Don't judge yourself for having them. Just be aware they are there. Thirdly, don't believe every thought that pops into your head. Some of these are true, but many will be false. There are so many thoughts that come across us that we take as a fact, and in reality is just a false thought about perhaps an opinion that you heard or someone that gave you a response that was negative. So don't believe every thought that pops into your head on a daily basis. Slow down and take life at a manageable pace. I think that this is hard for me to do, you know, being teaching college and dealing with people that require my attention constantly. You know, I found myself in a very fast pace, but daily, we have to stop and slow down. Stay in the present and do one thing at a time. And I know that we are in a society that leads us to multitasking, but in reality, think about it. There's no way you can do 2, 3, 4, 5 things at a time. Realistically, you can only do one thing at a time. So stay in the present and do one thing at a time. Let go of the need to control everything. Oh, this is such a hard thing to do. We need to control what time we get up. We need to control what time we go to bed. We need to control what time we eat. We need to control what time we go to the restroom. We need to control everything. And so we are pounded by this need of controlling time and place. But in reality, we do need to let this idea that we do have control over everything, because in reality, we don't. Practice being curious. Just notice little things. Sometimes you can be walking between a building to another building at school or work, between an office or even a floor, another floor, or just going outside. Notice the clouds, notice the leaves and the trees changing colors. Notice the things that happen outside of you that are little, but they're meaningful. And to do this, I think it would be worth it to pay attention to all these basic 5 senses to become more aware of what is happening all around you in the world that you live in. We are not the world, but we are part of this world. And we need to be aware of what is happening around us. And the way we do that is through our sensation. So that information comes from the outside world into our brain, which is in complete darkness. And then we see the things as they are, and we give some kind of meaning. And that meaning, of course, becomes our perception. Nourish and take care of your body and mind. I think that we are so used to, again, being such a fast pace that we are not watchful about what we eat. And also how our mind takes a position of being against you or against ourselves. And we need to make our mind our best friend. We need to stop. We need to pay attention to our mind as we do to our body and make our mind and our body our best friends. Practice contentment and gratitude. I think that that brings in effect a completely different attitude. When you feel content, okay, maybe you're not agreeable with what's going on in your life right now, but you can feel content. And in feeling content, then you can find yourself being grateful for the things you have. Think about it. Every time you get up to go to work, you may not be too happy to have having to get up early, but how thankful you should be that you have a job to go to, and how glad you are perhaps that you don't need to walk to work, but you can get in the train, you can get in the bus, you can get in your own car. I think that if you have your own car and you go and approach it and just put your hand on that door, be grateful that you can do that. Be grateful that you have those things for you available. Be grateful for running water, for electricity, air conditioning. Be grateful for the people around you, perhaps those that you don't agree with. But be grateful that you have people that you can exchange ideas and disagree with. It's okay to disagree. So anyways, these are my tips on how to be mindful in your daily life. And I hope this will help you. Remember, it is your head, okay? And it is your happiness. So keep a happy head.